Welcome back to a role play balance of power week number 8, late side week number 4, last hour. So we've got an hour for you to get ambushed by Rodians. I mean, friends with the, so we have this group of
self-destruct sequence. Oh, sorry.
before we get into that, I just wanted to ask about, stormtrooper armor. Did you take a set of it or no?
Go ahead.
I'm wearing a set, right? Because I think out of the three of us, I was the only one that could wear it.
Gunner can wear it too.
Right, but Gunner was not.
Yeah, I wasn't there. So if you guys brought another one, that would work.
Did you want another? So
it's pretty, a full set of Stormtrooper armor is pretty heavy to just like lug around in a bag. Mm. So if you're not wearing it, it's a pretty hefty encumbrance hit. But if you are wearing it, it's like a bloody police uniform that you're just wearing around the streets, right? Like
it has blood on it.
Probably not actually, but there's like some like damage from the fight. The stun beam probably scalded it a little, but the other thing is like, people will react very differently to you if you're wearing Stormtrooper armor than if you're not.
When I asked that question, I was thinking that maybe that we could get Kestrel outfitted in the armor, and then I could get my hand secured behind my back, and we could act like I'm a prisoner, and she was the other person.
Yeah, was that?
However, that was before we met the old lady. So yeah. I think, especially since we're looking for a place without Empire, we probably would not want to be wearing Stormtrooper armor.
The other alternative is if you don't wear the helmet, and you like deface the armor in some way, like you could try to make it look less like you could spray paint.
They called Rebel insignia around the chest,
right? Like reclaim, like Stormtrooper armor is, movies notwithstanding, is actually pretty useful. Like it's pretty high armor value. Right. But if you just wear it as is, people will notice. And if you deface it, if a Stormtrooper or an Imperial officer or something sees you wearing Stormtrooper armor in any condition, like immediate flags.
Right.
But, you know, it's also good armor, so.
Cool. Then I think if it's cool with Commander here, I'll just wear some, like, defaced armor so it's obvious that I'm not a Stormtrooper, but I'm still wearing the armor, just not the helmet.
Absolutely.
All right, let me get the stats for it. So Stormtrooper.
On our way here, I'm like drawing on my arms with a Sharpie.
Cool tribal patterns all down the side.
Yeah, laminate armor, Imperial Department of Military Research Stormtrooper armor.
Number long live Princess Leia.
Form fitted plates. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, and that's a thing, right? Like there's certain branches of the New Republic commandos that like wear, especially like local planetary resistance. It's like a sign of like, I killed a storm.
War trophies.
Right.
Yeah.
War trophies, exactly. Yeah. Laminate armor, is a soak of 2.
Okay.
Soak of 2, which is pretty good. Has an encumbrance of 4. And, oh, I see. When you wear it, it's reduced by 3 points. Okay, so when you're wearing it, it's only a armor of 1. And if you wear the helmet, you can keep the helmet. You can wear it or not wear it. You tell me. But it includes low light filters, thermal imaging, and image magnification, as well as an onboard comm link and environmental diagnostic systems. So,
damn.
Yeah.
It's like a new car.
The helmet's the most complex part of the armor. Because it has all the other shit in it. Like you can, like it has like a breath, like a gas filter and all that stuff. But, yeah.
Okay. So where's all the details for that so that I can add it to my sheet, my character sheet?
It's on 183. There's a table at the bottom of page 183 that you can, for that. Cool. So now Kes has the alternate like defaced Stormtrooper armor skin on. Cool. Okay. So yeah, these slumlords, they're approaching, and so they look like they're intended to look tough, right? Like they have like, you know, like spiked shoulder pads and like, you know, they're carrying weapons out in the open. They see you and they're coming towards you, but then you put your hands up and you're holding the symbol, and the Rodian with the blast rifle points it at you. And he says, again, in Rodian subtitles, he's like, "Where did you get that?"
"We were given it by a friend in the market after discussing our situation.
And he takes a step forward and puts his hand out. He's his rifle in the other hand. He puts his hand out. He's like, give it to me.
I kind of lock eyes with him.
It's difficult to do. He doesn't have pupils, but yeah.
I look at his eyes. Black orbs.
You see yourself reflected reflected back in his perfectly slick eyeball.
And I kind of go,
we were told with this we could find friends. Friends don't ask for items at gunpoint.
He says, well, we're not friends yet, are we? Give me the amulet.
So I kind of look left and right at my team, who I'm assuming... What do you guys look like right now?
Yeah.
Are you guys like readying your weapons? Are you totally chill? What are you guys looking like?
I mean, I'm chill, but you would recognize this posture, like very slightly that I'm ready, you know?
Gunner is like a taut string.
Like coiled spring right now.
That's right.
That the like sawn off shotgun, does that go on my back or like in a holster?
It's
probably like a back thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, Malo didn't have like a, it was under the bar. So you'd be just,
oh, okay. So I'm just carrying it. Okay. So yeah, I'm just holding it here across my chest, like not pointing it at them, but just
like, check it out. I have a gun.
Right. Okay.
So very slowly making it an act, like making a conscious act, I very slowly lower it into his palm.
Okay.
And just kind of when it touches, I kind of let it go and pull back a little bit and just kind of lock eyes with his orbs.
Okay. Yeah. So he turns around and he like says something quietly to his friends and like shows it to them. And he turns back and he gives it back to you, and like puts it back in your hands. He's like, sorry about the suspicion. We just have to be careful. Things are already bad enough down here without, well, we just don't want to make them any worse. You need somewhere safe to hide?
So Talra lets out an audible like, whew. Like his shoulders go down a little bit. And he kind of like has a small, very slight smile. He goes,
that's actually exactly what we're looking for. We need a place we can set up and make a communication.
He nods. He says, no problem. You've come to the right place. Drainage district is where the city's garbage ends up. Welcome to the dump. And he kind of like gestures and the group of them, I think we like wipe with them. And the next time that we see you, you like have your comms equipment set up. You're in a, like a shack somewhere. The Rodian is there, but he's like hung up his weapons, taking off his like coat. And, there's a couple of like Rodian kids like kind of like running around in the shack. And he's maybe like cooking something. There's a pot with like some kind of like grayish stuff bubbling in it, sitting on a, like a jury rigged, like hot plate that looks like the chest, like C-3PO's like chest plate, but the circle is like the hot plate and it's a glowing red and it's hooked up to a bunch of like generator equipment. And so we follow the cabling of that over to your comms equipment where you've plugged into it. And then it runs a cable up into the ceiling and, up above there's a big, like an antenna, a junk antenna that they've built, to transmit, information.
Is anyone getting a flashback to the Transformers 84 cartoon with the Junkions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be stupid. That'd be stupid.
You're like turning it up. You're like, ba, weep, grana, weep. But that is, that's a good vibe, right? Like all the like junk stuff put together and repurposed. And he's, you know, you're in a one room shack and you're basically sitting on like him and his kids like bed. He's doing that thing where people who like live in close quarters figure out how to do where he's giving you privacy by just acting like you're not there, even though he can hear everything that you say and you know, you can of him, he's like doing a really good job just ignoring you. So what are you doing? Are you trying to get in touch with, Captain, what's his name? Jassard?
Yes. One of the questions though I had, can Zed communicate without being verbal on comms?
I don't think so.
Okay. So he has to make sound for the sound to be transmitted, just like us. Okay. Yeah. So
is there any language that like we share that these guys wouldn't understand or not? Maybe me, but like, can he speak directly to Talra in like Bothan?
Bothanese.
Nothingese, and then they like they don't speak that.
Yeah, yet. There's next to nobody on this planet that speaks Buffies or whatever. So
right.
Yeah.
How about this? What I mean, can I make audible communication, but it's audibly encrypted?
You can speak binary, which is the noise that R2-D2 makes. Like when he's making those noises, he's actually saying things. It's just that humans can't understand binary for the most part. Like it takes a long time to learn. You can also speak. Right? You can also speak binary and have it show up on a screen if you need to communicate that way. But that's
okay.
But you could just. I mean, you could just speak Bothan to.
Yep. Yeah. So let's. So in Bothan, I'm gonna tell Zed. I'm trying to think of how we can do this because we can't assume that the command speaks Bothan. I'm assuming, right?
I mean, okay. They could have a translator, but
we're probably overthinking this. If they already brought us into their place and gave us a spot, like we could probably talk about this. What are we saying, Zed?
Well, here's the thing. Like we can encrypt with Rebel encryption an outgoing message. They could possibly like,
it just sounds like Ko is more concerned that the guy will overhear what you're saying.
Importantly, a kid or someone like something not informally get out that is not supposed to. And if
the walls
incriminating from them, that could
the walls are literally like a single piece of corrugated steel. So Someone standing outside could hear you. But
yeah. Well, I guess just in the lowest tones we possibly can, we're gonna like crouch and huddle and start this communication. And I guess the first thing we're gonna do is just make sure we can make contact and then just tell them everything that's happened to this very point.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So you're inputting your command code into the encryption. The little like circuits on the comm equipment are interfacing with the antenna. And this is maybe where we get the pan out and the like. We go up the antenna and then we see space above the planet, and then we cut to the Rebel or the New Republic cruise ship that you were on before, the command ship, and a functionary comes up to Captain Desard and they're like, Captain Desard, the Felucia team. And he kind of like looks surprised and he's like, yeah, of course, put it in my ready room. And he like heads for the room. And then we cut back to where you guys are. And the room now is lit by this this blue glow from the little like 1/8 hologram of Captain Desard. And he looks like he's trying to be professional. He's trying to be like, kind of stern, but he's like smiling a little bit, like he's glad to be hearing from you, like he's glad you're okay. So he says, Taura, glad you're all right. Everything going okay?
As well as it could be, sir.
And then at that point, I'm gonna tell him we landed, fought the Acklay, got into the city, but it caused problems. We were exposed. Found a bar. It was invaded, but we were able to get around that, although we may have cubed a few stormtroopers. And
plausible deniability. She doesn't need to hear it.
And that we then found a friendly face who led us to an area that we could send him a message that we were relatively assured was not being watched or tracked. Also making a point to make sure he understood we met with the contact. She seemed legit and gave us a name. We want to make sure the name is given to him too. And let him know, like, hey, you told us to call you when we had done all this. What now?
Yeah. So he's like, he's nodding and listening and like stroking his chin. And he's like, something about this story doesn't add up. You're saying that you were helped by a hut.
I thought it was weird too, sir.
Shakes his head and is like,
you should have seen his fez.
I'm sorry, his what? You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm glad that you're okay. So you say that they, you met with your contact and that there's someone on the planet, this Tureen that has connections with the ISB. If there's a security bureau team on that planet, we need to get rid of them before we can land any more troops. Now, they know you're there, but you said you managed to evade them so far?
For the most part, we're currently safe. We need orders.
They're going to come looking for you, and they're going to come looking for that officer, so you're going to have to act quickly. This Timo Tureen, can you find him?
So at this point, I kind of look up and raise my eyebrows at Gunner and kind of let Gunner respond to this one, as he is the reconnaissance expert.
I'll find him.
We're relatively assured we'll be able to find him, sir.
Good. Well, I mean, I don't want to use the K word here, but you're going to need to kidnap him. get him under your control. Find out what he knows. If you can get him to give up the ISB agent, that's going to lead us to the next step. Otherwise, troop information, gun emplacements, planetary defenses, any information that you can help us provide you with support, we could land some troops and we can take the city. But as long as the ISB stays hidden, they're going to be able to strike at us, and we can't make a move with the troops that we have. So find that out. Your first priority is getting rid of that ISB agent. And if Timo Turin is going to lead you that way, he's your next target. Find out everything you can and report back.
We'll make sure to cube him, sir. Over now.
We like end it, and he's just got this confused expression. Of like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I look at Talron and I say, Commander, is he aware of how many people we've killed so far on this mission?
At that point, I have a very stern look on my face, and I will say,
does he need to?
I mean, surely we couldn't have gotten this far without killing people. It must be in our orders.
I'm sure he understands that as well.
All tactical eliminations.
Necessary bumps in our road.
So at that point,
damn, that's cold.
Yeah. Listen, the road to liberty is paved with human corpses. All right, so,
human bumps.
Exactly.
It's made from stormtrooper cubes.
And we are the steamroller that will flatten that road.
So at this point, the communication's over. We've turned off the little blue man. Okay. So I kind of look at the three there and kind of look back at this family's home that we're in, mm-hmm. essentially, kind of making the silent point that we can't base a military operation out of this house, you know, with the kids there and everything. So at that point, I'm going to kind of stand up and walk over to the lead. What was the name of the race again?
The Rodian.
The Rodian.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just the like Rodian dad and his like three kids.
Is it clear that he was listening? Like,
like I said before, if you
anyone can hear,
yeah, like he definitely heard everything you said. Whether the kids heard or understood, whether the kids understood, it's hard to say. But he's doing, like I say, he's doing that thing where he's intentionally ignoring it, and he's going to try to forget everything you said.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because privacy is hard to come by here. It's just being a good neighbor.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lock black orbs with him and kind of go,
we appreciate your help thus far. However, our current job may bring unnecessary threat to you and your family. Although our goal is something that may interest you, we can't do this in this area without your permission. And understand, the threat could follow to wherever we are.
He looks at his kids and he sets down the bowl of like gray mush that he was eating. I can't even imagine how a Rodian eats. I guess he probably just sticks his snout in it.
It's like an elephant drinking water.
Or like a fly. Like he dips his little fucking proboscis in there. But he sets the bowl down. I guess they wouldn't have cutlery. He sets the bowl down and he looks at you and he says, look around this place. This place is not safe now. A handful of stormtroopers come looking for some New Republic operatives. They're not going to make it any more dangerous. Anywhere we go in the Empire is dangerous for us. And he like looks pointedly at like Gunner and Kes, and then looks back to you, and he says, not all of us are treated as well as the Bothans were. Being an alien in the Empire is very dangerous. And if you're here to fight them, then he kind of shrugs and says, you're welcome to our space.
So at that point,
I give him a look, like when he's like, you know, we don't all have it as easy. I give him a look like, you don't know me.
You don't know. Meanwhile, I just turn kind of to the side so they don't see me tearing up.
And I kind of look at him and I'm going to be like, Bothans, you do know we all die all the time. But
yeah, we have
in that note, so I'm going to kind of, you know, just kind of give him one kind of firm nod and walk back to the team that I'm assuming is still kind of around the comms link. And I'm going to sit down and kind of just straight up, you know,
we have our orders. We have a mission to plan. What are your thoughts?
With you till the end, sir. I'm ready for whatever's coming.
May I suggest that moving forward as a group might not be the best course of action? We might split off. Maybe one of us infiltrates as best they can and then reports back to us with a game plan.
Infiltrates what?
Any sort of Imperial chatter.
Oh, go ahead.
No, any sort of Imperial chatter or group to find out, like, to ascertain where and when Timo Tureen can be taken with the least amount of resistance.
So I nod and I kind of point at Zed and I say,
excellent idea, Zed.
And while keeping my finger out, I kind of drift over to Gunner and I kind of go,
Gunner, can you handle this?
Of course. Pretty certain that's why I was sent here with you guys.
Great.
All right, so Zed, it sounds like the first thing we should do, the only thing we have, if I'm not mistaken, is a name. However, we do still have access to the Imperial comms, at least for now.
Mm-hmm. So I would say you still have access.
So Zed, the first thing I'm thinking we should do is have you, with the encryption, scan every possible thing. And if you want to leave and walk through the city to get better range on this, whatever you want to do. But the first thing we need to do is figure out where this dude is before we do anything else.
Question. So if I'm wearing now the stormtrooper armor and you said that the helmet has a comm link, does that have any kind of connection direct to their communications? Or because, like, wouldn't it already be, I don't know how that works, but wouldn't it already be set to like the correct frequency or whatever so that we could listen to their conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it has, it's probably like short range, like squad level communication.
Okay.
The officer would be the one that would relay back and forth with the base.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Can I like give my helmet temporarily to Zed for him to like hack it or something?
Plug into, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what kind of information is stored like inside of a stormtrooper helmet, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they have kind of like routing or their orders or whatever. I guess we could see.
Yep. So step one.
Scan it for any mention of Timo Tureen or counselor or like keyword scan kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, perfect. You have access to the drainage district's like antenna, their relay. So that's probably the best you're going to get from here. Plus you have the Imperial code. So.
Cool.
Great. So at that point, I turn it over to Zed to get the information. Once we get the information, we toss it off to Gunner to do the reconnaissance. And then at that point, we move in as a team.
Sweet. Okay. Well, let's get a computer roll then. So what do you want to do, Zed? You want to scan the Imperial frequencies, like scan their comm network for mention of Timo?
Timo, yes. King? Mention of Timo locations. Meeting places or meeting times, anything like that's like, cause he's a counselor, so he's got to have a schedule.
Yes.
I'm guessing. So I will, try and find out his schedule and see like where he's going to be, when he's going to be there. Da, 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 da.
Okay, cool.
I will use a light side point for this if that's okay.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. It's going to be difficulty 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 purple.
3 purple, and then I get my light side.
Yep. So make sure you put an upgrade on your side when you spend your light side point.
Oh, upgrade, yeah. Not a blue.
No, not a blue. It's better. Oh. It's one upgrade.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And then computers.
Yep.
Here we go.
Nice. Two successes and a two advantage.
Yay. So,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah. So actually, everybody is, you all have that, like, you have a moment of rest. So you can, if you have strain, you can roll to recover some of it.
Cool. What do we roll?
So to recover strain, you make a discipline or cool check.
Okay. With any difficulty or anything?
No difficulty dice.
Okay.
And then every success you get, you recover one strain. Advantage doesn't do anything on this roll. Okay. All right. So Kess, you're not able to recover. You should re-roll that, but take the purple dice out because there's no difficulty dice in this roll.
Oh, it says zero.
Sometimes you might have to click it and here, hold on.
Yeah, do the little like reset.
Yeah, you have to click it and then click elsewhere.
Well, we can just math it out of that one, can't we? That would just be one six. Well, okay, that works too.
Yes, there you go. That's better. So yeah, you take your, yeah, you recover one strain. Anybody can do this. So you can this go ahead. This
is cool if prepared, not the skill check.
Not initiative. It's the cool skill, cool or discipline, okay. Whichever you have higher. And then we'll, okay. So Gunnar, you recover a strain.
I'm not seeing I don't know where the cool is. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Can't find your cool. in combat. If you click skills, it's the sixth skill down.
Oh, it's our two.
Yeah.
No, I saw discipline.
Yeah. The cool is right there. It's like between computers and coordination.
It's under COOL.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know it was on this. Okay, fine. Nope.
You gotta clear your pool, yeah, because you don't have the upgrade. And
there we go.
Okay, so if you tell Russ same thing, you gotta clear your pool and roll again. There you go. All right, so every success recovers a strain. You all get a second to like breathe, and you recover some points. And then let's go back up and take a look at your computer's roll. You got two and two. Do you want to spend those two advantage on recovering strain, or do you want to spend them on some like additional like narrative stuff?
Can we do one and one?
Yeah, sure. Love it. One piece of additional information from the system, and then the information you're looking for. Okay.
Yep. One reduced.
So yeah, you get a bio and like basic information about Counselor Timo Turin. So he's not from Felucia. He's from Coruscant originally, but was assigned a position in the Council of Felucia during the rebellion conflict. So during the rebellion, he was assigned here. He has a long history of like anti-alien legislation. He's very influential. He's the one that like he spearheaded a bunch of like renovations of the city, or like changes to the way that the city assigns housing, that ended up with like a bunch of families getting dumped into the drainage district, basically. He owns a lot of property in the town too. He's not just a politician, but he owns like a scavenging company. Yeah, he seems very busy. Like he has meetings with various local functionaries pretty consistently. And I think for the advantage, you notice that you look back at his schedule once a week, he has a meeting that the details of it are under a deeper level of encryption than you currently have access to. There's just this one meeting that's like a big redacted box.
Okay.
That you can't access with the current code.
Okay. I can't access it with the current codes. Now, Splicer Gear doesn't help me with that.
No, it allows you to make that to roll. But you're using it right now.
I'm using my computer roll.
Yeah. But your Splicer Gear is what allows you to access databases that you shouldn't be able to. And it's like the custom software and hardware that you need to mess around with that stuff.
Okay, so there's
you can make a roll to try to fake like a higher ability than you have, like a higher level of clearance, and like slice that database. But if you fail, then there's a chance they're gonna know that they were hacked, and they might try to like counter slice you. And
oh, okay, like trace it back.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a risk, but you can also make that roll to try to find out like who he's meeting with.
I will let Talrod know.
There is a weekly meeting that the counselor has. I could hack into it and see where it is. Unfortunately, it runs the risk of being traced back to us. I will obey whatever order you have.
It's worth the risk.
Did you tell us all the information that you got?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just basically like relaying it as far as like his meetings, his attitude, what he owns, all that kind of stuff. Basically like reading off like Wikipedia page of him.
Okay, so I like clue into one thing. And so I look at you and I ask, could you list off to me all the companies that are under his name that he owns?
I can try.
And then I'll the known whatever I knew.
Yeah. So Gunnar, you get a list. He's like the CEO or whatever the equivalent is of three or four different Felucian companies.
Can I get the names of them?
I will make them up later and tell you what they are.
I owe you from Adam.
Yeah.
So you wanted me to try and hack the higher code?
To see if we can get the information on the weekly meeting.
Actually, you know what? Before we do that, I'm going to look at Gunnar and I'm going to say,
do you have enough information to carry on from here? Or do you feel like we need to get information on this meeting as well?
You know, I might have enough information. If there's an important meeting once a week, that's so well guarded, it's redacted in the notes. Is that really where we want to strike him? I think it might be a lot stealthier if we get him through his companies.
It might be a clandestine meeting because he doesn't want the Empire knowing about it.
He could also be very vulnerable in this meeting. It's hard to tell at this point.
So no, yes or no. At that point, you know what?
Let's do it. Let's give it a try.
Affirmative.
Okay, so I hook in there and I'm trying to do my zero cool impression.
Okay. All right, so you get in there and you're going to try and slice up the, basically give your command cylinder an upgrade. Mm-hmm. Kes, while this is happening, you notice like the dad has like he's gone outside to do something else and taken one of the kids, but there's still this like I'm probably like a like four this little 4 year old like Rodian, mm-hmm. basically just wearing like a burlap bag with a hole in it for clothes, and he's like standing just like watching and like kind of like in awe watching Zed like do the computer thing. Yeah, so just like standing in the middle of the room, kind of like watching you. sorry, good.
Oh, I mean, he's watching Zed though, right? And I'm just kind of chilling there.
Yeah, you just notice that he's standing there watching. Yeah.
Oh, do you like droids?
And he kind of like starts because he didn't know you were standing there. he looks up at you, and he holds out, like he's holding something, like he's like clutching, he holds out, there's just this like, it's like broken and rusty, it's a little like toy of a like a 3PO like unit, it's missing an arm and it's all like kind of like broken, he just like holds it out at you.
Nice, that's good, I like that. Someone help me with this kid, I don't know.
Oh, I would only just make it more awkward.
Gunnar, just don't interfere, I guess. I like your droid. This is my droid. There's like motion to Zed.
Okay, so
and then I like awkwardly.
Okay, no, away from me. This is kind of I don't know. This might be kind of cool. I grab the rusted droid or whatever, and I kind of look around on the ground real quick, and I have the skill that I haven't had a chance to use. I think I do. Let me just let me just make sure here. I have Gearhead.
Mm-hmm.
Per rank from mechanics checks. Oh, removes one of the dice per rank from mechanics checks. In addition, the credit cost to add mods to attachment decreases. This is not actually okay. Basically, like it's like a mechanic. Gearhead doesn't help me, but mechanics. Hopefully.
Okay.
Will allow me to, because I have like lots of ranks in mechanics. I can repair physical damage to a device provided the necessary tools and replacement components are available. So okay. I want to repair his little toy, basically. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You can find some like miscellaneous stuff and like repurpose it to make a little arm for his droid.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna grab the toy like real quick, turn my back to him so he can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah, and he's kind of like
start crying or something. Yeah, like
there you go. Look over your shoulder, like to see. And then what I look
like little debris, like little pieces of radio equipment or whatever, and I.
Cool.
And then I hand it back to him.
Okay, let's see how if you did a good job. Just a difficulty one.
Okay.
Yeah, difficulty one mechanics trick.
Okay. Oh damn! That shit uses lasers.
Yeah, so I think you hand it back to him, and you notice that like it actually has like a little battery like cell in it that's like gone dead, and you replace it, like you put in another one, like because you have like a spare or something, and, like put it together and you give it to him, and when you hand it back, it makes like kind of like a slow one of those, the sound that a record makes when it's like starting to spin up, it's like, and then it moves its little arms and it's like, I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations, and the kid is just like looking at it like. Whoa. and yeah, he just like
heart grew three sizes.
Yeah, he just kind of stares at you. And then yeah, he just like throws his little Rodian arms around your leg and like hugs your leg.
I don't even acknowledge it. It was such, like I picture it like this. Like I hear them talking and I hear like them say the, you know, droid whatever, like Kestrel got my attention. I turn around, look at the broken thing. I see something that needs doing. I pick it up, turn around, give it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Again to go, you know, to hacking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the kid, he hugs your leg for a second and then like runs out of the shack, like shouting excitedly in his little Rodian voice. This is how you can tell the difference between the light side of the show and the dark side, because the dark side would have just shot that kid. So. I would have been like, yeah, there's this little kid watching you hack, and then they would have been like, I shoot him.
See, that's why the dark side. That's why the dark side needs to be eliminated.
But it's actually way worse than that. They wouldn't have killed the kid. They would have made the kid kill his own father.
Right. Yes.
I haven't watched an episode, man.
Turn the kid into an agent. So
it must be really bad.
So let's see how your slicing. Let's see how your slicing goes.
Okay. So let me clear the pool here.
Yep. Clear the pool. The difficulty on this is let's see, difficulty three to fool it into thinking that you're more important than you are.
Okay. And difficulty three. I should be able to nail this. We got one more light side point, and just like meta looking at the clock, like.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being aware of how much.
Go for it, Zed.
All right. I'm going to use another light side.
Okay, so give yourself an upgrade. Yeah.
Yep. So I got three purples, one upgrade, and here we go. Oh, damn!
Whoa! All right, so double triumph. Take a strain. Double triumph and three successes. I think what happens is you change your command cylinder to be the Counselor Terrine's code. Like you have access to all his personal shit now.
Okay. Basically,
the computer has its little welcome message, right? And it goes from, welcome Lieutenant Nalto, and it like flickers and changes to like, welcome Counselor Terrine. And it like brings up, it's like, you have 17 new emails and like all of his information. And like, yeah, you basically just like hack into his own personal part of the database. Now you notice though, there's an overlaying flag that the system warns you. It has a little Imperial gear, and it says this shard of the database is being monitored by the Imperial Security Bureau, and then it has like a serial number string of a like the agent that's responsible for monitoring it. So Terrine wouldn't be able to see this, but you can, right? You can, you've got the whole database laid out before you.
Okay.
But yeah, the ISB is personally monitoring his all of his stuff, all of his like mail and his communications.
Okay. So if I were to alter something, the guy would see it.
It's possible. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Does the guy see that he's in?
No. I mean, they're just going to think that Teemo, like Teemo Train logged in, that he's just doing stuff
okay.
in his
system. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just
I'm in, Commander, and let me just say the counselor is into some nefarious things that don't pertain to our mission. However, I have his plans, his database, his records. It wasn't very well guarded.
Does he frequent droidhub.com?
He's completely jacked into the VR.
All right, so I have his, all of his stuff now. I would love to pick out like pertinent dates, and especially that clandestine place that's kind of blocked, that's kind of above the rank or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the address of the regular meeting is a like a residence in kind of the like nice part of town. There's a name attached to it, but no other data. He's taking meetings with someone named Jalu Primark on that day, but the name is redacted from the normal system.
Jalu Primark.
Yeah, Jalu Primark.
Okay. What, are you just writing that down too?
No, I'm making notes though. Okay. So yeah, he has that meeting with Primark, and it's like a regular meeting. And then yeah, he's just got a lot of like information in his email about like various business deals, and you have access to like his bank account.
Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, dude's pretty stacked. He's got a lot of money, mostly in like off-world holdings.
Okay.
Might I suggest, if we take this person captive, that we use his funds and his connections to other businesses and integrate it into the rebel alliances?
For now, we need to focus on the mission, but that's an excellent suggestion for when we are done with that.
So, okay. So can I just kind of lay out like when this meeting takes place, how many days until this meeting?
That like an amount of time, like you could do something, if you need to in between, or we could just cut to like a few days later when you want to go to the meeting.
Okay. Judging by his plans, would this be like the best time as far as like his contingent of guards or whatever, like the best time to possibly take him over? And I'm only thinking this is the proper time because since it's only the name that we're seeing, I'm guessing it's just going to be those two people in the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause all of his other meetings are like with people who like, it tells you who they like who they are, right? It's like head of so-and-so or like the other counselors. He's got a lot of time he spends like doing council business, right? He spends time in session.
Right.
You know, you see a couple of meetings with the counselor you talked to before, right? With Sasha Crawley.
Where did it say this meeting was going to be?
It's like a residence. It's in someone's house.
Okay.
And it's like a residential address. Trying to think if there's any other.
We asked.
Oh, his security.
Sorry.
I was gonna say, like, he's got there's like security contracts. Like he's assigned, all counselors are assigned like a security detail, right? Like stormtroopers or whatever. So he's got his, but he also he also has like an ISB. Someone from the ISB or someone ISB assigned is tailing him and he doesn't know it.
Okay.
So that's another thing. There's an ISB agent or property. Keeping an eye on him that he doesn't know. He's being protected in secret.
With this awesome success that I had, can I suss out the name of the ISB?
No, the ISB, they don't use names. They just have like agent numbers.
Can he get any information about it? Like the strength of it, who's following them, the number?
Yeah, he has twice as many stormtroopers protecting him as anybody else. Like everybody else has got like two or three. He's got six. And they're like an elite squad or whatever. They're very expensive. He's paying the Empire a lot for them to protect him. You can see looking through his communications, like his house is like fortified. It has like, you know, special like safety doors, and his vehicle has like, he's bought like armored plating for his land speeder.
Damn.
Yeah. He's very like, defense minded for sure.
Would it be possible for Zed to, using this hack that he's done, somehow send out a contact to have those troopers think that they're supposed to be somewhere else?
No. Maybe a little bit of a reach. You could send a message to try to like have them dismissed or something, but then the actual like Timo Turian would be like, I didn't send that. Where are you going? You know, like they probably wouldn't like leave him. He'd have something to say about it.
Gotcha. So it sounds like now that we have a location and a time, we may want to set up before the meeting, or at least case it, and then like send Gunner out there, have him sit on it, you know, get all the exits down, map the whole area, and then we can kind of decide how we want to approach it as the meeting gets closer. But what do you guys think?
Sounds like good planning.
Yeah.
I think if we were there ahead of time and we were waiting for him to spring the trap on him inside of the domicile, that would be the most, that would have the best chance of success.
Is this the first time that he's going to be meeting with this guy? And can we ascertain the race of the person he's meeting?
No, he's been taking meetings with this person going back like months. Doing a search through the database for the name Jalu Primarch, nothing turns up. Like, there's just no record of this person.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like they don't exist. It might be a fake name.
I was thinking maybe we could somehow utilize him and be there in his place or convince him to help us. But if we can't find any info on him, there's nothing we can do about that. So I guess we have to stick to the original plan. Cool.
Okay. So what is the plan now that you have this information?
I think right now, and of course you guys chime in whenever, I'm thinking what we'll do is send Gunner. We've got a few days until this meeting happens. So we'll send Gunner out solo, have him case the joint, see what's going on, figure, you know, bring back as much information as Gunner can get, see if Gunner can get inside. During all this, if Gunner needs help from any of us, we can come up with any plans we need to there. But I think the first step is having Gunner do his recon thing and kind of figure out what our options are from there.
I'm a real boy now.
So Gunner, you're going to go to the like rich part of town, still weird jungle outpost, but you're going to go there by yourself and like check out the building.
Yep, I'm geared up, ready to roll out.
Okay. I suggest we get clothes that will fit in that part of town.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let's do that at the beginning of the next session. And we'll leave the drainage district and we'll check out the nice part of Felucia City when we pick it up again. So
what a beneficial role that was.
Yeah. Thank that. Getting those triumphs is
that was awesome. Yeah.
And that's why the yellow dice and the red dice are so important, right? Because you can't crit without them. Yep. So the more you have, the more likely you are to do things like get two crits in one roll.
How many of those triumphs are on one of those dice?
Just one.
That's two 12s I rolled.
Yeah, you're on. Yep. Hey! Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a good roll. Well done. Cool. Well, let's do some shout outs then. Co, why don't you go first?
Well, as always, a big thank you to Caitlin Ammunition and Zeke, and of course, Adam. It's been a huge amount of fun doing this, as it always is. My name is Co, streaming every day at 8 a.m. on my channel, twitch.tv/WhoCarnage, Twitter and YouTube under the same names. Doing a lot of Dead by Daylight these days, and we've got Charity Reward Week coming up with Minecraft and a Dark Souls speedrun and Neverwinter Nights 1 for our retro game stuff. all sorts of fun things in this little gaming drought we're in right now. But anyway, thank you guys for watching. Thanks to my co-hosts here. And yeah, thanks, JP, for hosting everything.
Sweet. Thanks, Co. Zeke?
What up? Ezekiel III. I just got back from E3. I'm ready to get back into some actual streaming. This is actually my first stream back from E3, so I want to give a big shout-out to Co-Carnage, Caitlin, Ammunition, and, of course, our wonderful, wonderful GM, Mr. Adam Cole, Skinny Ghost. I will be broadcasting after this. I'm going to delve into the secret of Monkey Island for the first time ever. Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've never played it before, so I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to put down Jade Empire for a minute and come back to it maybe sometime in the future. But for now, I want to get through as many of these oldies but goodies games that I haven't ever touched. So that's what's going on shortly after this. So maybe, 20, 30 minutes after this. But I'm out of here. Thank you.
Cool. I voted for that one. That one's really good.
It's so a good game. That's really exciting. Really funny. Cool. Caitlin, how about you? Why don't you shut it out for me?
All right. Hi, I'm Caitlin. Thanks, everyone, for watching. And someone said to me what was going on, so thanks to them, too. And then I also like to thank JP again for this whole series, because I really like watching The Dark Side, even if it seems like everyone's in prison half the time. Fun to watch, fun to play, really good. So thanks to all these lovely people, and Adam, Zeke, Co, and JP. And then, yeah, I'm Caitlin. I'm a StarCraft player, and I stream a lot of Metal Gear Solid. So I'm going to start Peace Walker sometime this week. Then I'm also going to do a 24-hour Witcher 3 stream really soon. I've never played that before. But today, I'm going to stream right after I eat, and I'm just going to play, Overwatch, maybe Lawbreakers, and also maybe some Dead by Daylight. I can't, that game's not very scary, but I scream constantly. I just constantly scream. I don't get it.
Caitlin's stream, screaming constantly.
Oh my god, when we played that bomb game, I screamed so much.
Well, I remember. Yeah. Five is not a vowel, Caitlin.
No, it's not.
All right, well, last but not least, Ammunition, give us a shout out.
Okay. Hi guys, I'm Ammunition. I stream 6 days a week and pretty much have converted into a 100% Overwatch stream, although I used to be a variety streamer. Someday we'll get back to the Witcher 3 DLCs, but I don't know when that will ever be, seeing as how ranked Overwatch is going to be coming out at the end of June. So I won't be streaming right after this, but in a few hours, probably I'm going to do a late night stream of Overwatch, of course. And my YouTube and my Twitter are both the same. Thanks to Adam, Zeke, Caitlin, Co, and of course, JP. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for coming, everybody. I am your GM, Adam Coble. You can find me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost, or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Adam Coble. I just finished playing Persona 4 Golden, which is the longest video game I've ever played in my life. So I'm kind of glad to be done, but it was fun. And we're going to play the dancing game this week, because it's actually kind of good. I'm really bad at the game. Check it out. So we're going to be playing, Persona 4 Dancing all night. And I've also got a pretty cool demo of the game Streamline. It's coming up on my channel this week. So lots of cool stuff to watch. But first, tomorrow, you can come back and see me, Caitlin, DJ Wheat, and Jeff on Swan Song Story. So I hope you'll join us again for that. And we'll have more Balance of Power coming at you in the coming weeks. So thanks for coming, everybody. It's been a delight. And we will see you next time. May the Force be with you.
Oh, my God.
Bye.